The Rangers and Orioles from Camden Yards on Wednesday. So far, it's been all Baltimore this series, but things remaining cordial as always pregame. Bottom of the first, game is still scoreless. Martin Perez started for Texas. Adam Jones at the plate.
He's had 8 quality starts out of his 17 starts this year. 1-1 pitch swung on. That's hit well down the right field line. Slicing deep in the corner, and that ball is gone. A leadoff home run the opposite way for Adam Jones. He clears that 21-foot-high wall in right. It's only 318 down the line.
A long look back to second for Perez, and now the pitch. Swing and a high fly ball to deep right field. Chu has to go back on this one. Back to the track. He turns to look at the wall. This is high off the wall. Jones is in to score. Machado right behind him. He'll score without a throw. It's a two-run double for Jonathan Schoop, and the Orioles extend their lead now to 3-0.
So 3-1 in favor of the Orioles. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Chu. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. There's the splitter down and away. That was an ugly, half-hearted swing by Shin-Soo Chu. 6th strikeout for Kevin Gausman. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and down goes Elvis. Breaking ball backed up on him there, but got the job done. 7th strikeout for Gausman.
The pitch from Bush. And that ball lifted out into right field, sending Chu back. It's over his head, off the track and off the wall. Joseph is in. Rickard is held at third. So it's an RBI single off the wall in right. And now the Orioles lead it 5-1. 3-1 the count. And Bush deals. And that ball is hit hard out into right field. Chu going back, still going back. Over his head, off the track and the wall. Jones scores. Machado is in. Here comes Schoop. He'll score easily. That ball took a while for Chu to retrieve out there, making it all the way to third is Mancini. So he dumps the bases, and the Orioles are at double figures again. It's now 10-1.
Baltimore picks up a 10-2 victory over the Rangers. They've won 3 in a row, a very efficient 10 runs on just 11 hits. The Rangers continue to have trouble in Baltimore. They lose 10-2 on Wednesday. Here's the explanation from Rangers manager Jeff Bannister.
Look, the situation there in the seventh, infield single, solid single up the middle, bring in motion, the situation of shutting any of that down, give us an opportunity to keep the game right where it was, a couple run deficit. Obviously, the 4-pitch walk is very troubling. You got to come in and throw strikes, and that's what they're there for. And then, you know, we get to have to play the infield in. We get the a soft ground ball to Ruggie. Mistake on our part trying to turn a double play too quickly. Got out too quick. Ball bounced out of Trino's glove. But still got to be able to make competitive pitches after that. Looked like Bush, a little trouble with getting the fastball away. Looked like the ball ran back out of the middle flat, and they were able to get good barrel on it.
Do you take a positive out of the way Martin pitched on the night?
Absolutely. No. Very encouraging outing from Martin. Other than probably 3 pitches in the game, that the home run by Jones, ball that Schoop hit, and felt like that, you know, better life on a fastball, good sink, the change of the curveball in play, very competitive outing for Martin.
The series wraps up Thursday with Cole Hamels trying to stop the bleeding for Texas against Wade Miley of Baltimore.